New South Wales police have warned that there'll be more big operations against members of outlaw motorcycle gangs and people who associate with them. Early this morning, 160 police raided 18 properties in Sydney's west and northwest. Police say they seized drugs, guns and knuckle dusters. The raids are related to shootings in recent weeks. Police believe there's a feud between two gangs, the Hells Angels and the Nomads. Brendan Trembath reports.
The police raids all took place about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Go! Police search warrant! Police search warrant!
Here, police wearing black helmets enter a home by force. There were 17 similar raids elsewhere in Sydney's west and northwest. The properties searched included the three-storey home of former bikie boss Sam Ibrahim. It was shot up a week ago. Acting Assistant Commissioner Mal Lanyon says police are investigating violence arising from a conflict between the Hells Angels and the Nomads motorcycle gangs.
Police have seized a number of mobile phones, outlaw motorcycle gang colours and paraphernalia, quantities of prohibited drugs and steroids, and a number of prohibited weapons, and several firearms. Two persons are currently in custody and are assisting police, and the searches continue.
Police say they anticipate further arrests and more large operations.
The people at the bottom of the pile follow orders from the people at the top, and the people at the top certainly are complicit and have a knowledge of the activities that are being undertaken by their groups. I send a message to those people who are actually in charge of the groups. You have the power to stop the violence. We are committed to making you stop the violence, and we will continue our activities until such time as the violence between the two groups stops.
The motorcycle clubs say the police raids are an overreaction. Wayne Bavsky, who speaks for the United Motorcycle Council of New South Wales, says there's no war between the Hells Angels and the Nomads.
If there was a problem between the Hells Angels and the Nomads, then you'd expect to see violence and other problems between the clubs all over Sydney and all over New South Wales, where there are chapters of both clubs.
He argues that there's no close connection between shootings and club members.
This appears to be localised to a few associates of either club who have a problem. Now, I don't know what the problem is. I've heard what the police say. It seems to be over drug territory, but it's not a club versus club thing.
Are the Hells Angels or the Nomads involved in drugs?
So far as I'm aware, no. I'm a barrister and I have obligations, and I couldn't be a spokesman for an organisation if they were.
The barrister and biker spokesman is also concerned about another new move against bikie members. They're now banned from wearing their club jackets, known as colours, in the nightclubs of King's Cross.
They're a very important part of bike culture.
Wayne Bavsky spoke to PM from Sydney Airport.
To force the members to not wear them is a real attack at the heart of the club membership. I can't see what that will achieve. 6'4", 150 kilo tattooed guy who's intent on causing intimidation is going to be causing intimidation whether he wears his vest or not.
But doesn't the name Hells Angels or Nomads or one of the other well-known names just add to that intimidation?
Well, if it does, it shouldn't. There's no reason to fear a name.
Wayne Bavsky was one of the lawyers who led a successful High Court challenge against a state law which was meant to prevent the members of certain clubs from associating with each other. The ban on club colours might be tested in the courts too.
I'm not quite sure that the government really does have that power to do what they're doing at the moment.
Wayne Bavsky says he suspects there will be a legal challenge at some stage.
Brendan Trembath.